out of a cabinet.
Episode 42. Today is Tuesday, Monday. It's Monday. I read whatever's on the prompter. I'm like Anchorman.
Why does it say Tuesday, May 10th? It's Monday.
Because I copied it from the previous one. What do you think, man?
Come on, man.
I copy and paste. Today is Tuesday. Today is Monday, May 10th. Stop. I read the same. We're off to a great start. Today we talk about sports science, Twitter trends, hot topics, and gives our favorites from New Music Friday. Okay. We didn't have any pre-show banter, so I hope you looked at the...
I did like 2 seconds notes. Ago.
Okay, so gonna get right into sports. I don't know if you saw this, the big scandal.
He's doping.
The horse is on drugs. When I saw the story, I cracked up. Yeah.
So someone was like, you can't blame the owner. The horse is the one that took the drugs.
Yeah, just shooting up, taking the roids. Man. Got the roid rage.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, so Medina Spirit did not pass his drug test post-race.
Doping. The horse was doping.
Yeah, so that sucks for Bob Baffert because I didn't know this. So I basically hyped him up last week because he's won all these races, but he might be a cheater just like Bill Belichick. So maybe they are similar. I don't know. But that was a little jab. But yeah, so Bob Baffert apparently has been accused of cheating before. This is not the first time. And his horse that was in the Kentucky Oaks race also got disqualified.
Really?
For doping.
So he's a doper.
Yeah. So they have to do one more drug test. You have to get two positive results because it could be tampered with or things like that. So they have to test again. They always have to. It's just like the Olympics. They test twice if you fail one. So we'll see. We don't have the full report. And Bob Baffert saying, this is so weird. I don't know how my horses got these steroids. Like, it's not a great, argument.
Yeah.
He's kind of just like, well, it's not me. I don't know who did it.
I have no idea what happened.
Yeah. Someone must have injected them. And it's like, yeah, I guess, with your approval. If we go down, I have nothing to do with it.
It's like Belichick. Like, I had no idea the balls were deflated. I had no idea they were spying on other teams. It's not my department.
Yeah, so, and there was a quote, it said, and it was him talking, and he said, there's problems with horse racing. Bob Baffert's not one of them. But he was saying it in the third person. I was like,
that sounds like a liar.
I lost a little respect for him. So,
yeah, whenever you're talking third person, you're probably lying.
He's under investigation. We'll see what I mean, and the horse, the previous horse that was accused, like it's the horse's fault. There have been ones even prior to that. Even the horse that won the Triple Crown, there's speculation that horse was on the roids as well.
Really?
They could never prove it because there was environmental tampering and they shut the case down. It was closed door. So someone got paid off.
Yeah, someone got a little money. Yeah. Hush money.
Horse racing is full of money, so it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Which sucks. I really like horse racing. I know there's problems with the sport, and it might not be a sport that's around very long, especially with how things are going in the world. Because, I mean, if this is happening and horses are being mistreated, things are going to have to change. So.
Yeah, you can't give horses steroids. And.
I mean, this is methotrexone, something like that. I can't remember what it was. But it's basically for joints and joint pain. So I don't know why it's banned. I guess it's not. Well, I guess that is actually not banned, a banned substance. But you have to tell them. You have to tell the commission ahead of time, like, hey, we're giving the horse this because of joint pain.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing in the NFL when they have to take, like, Adderall. You have to still tell them, like, it's for ADHD or something like that.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, yeah, so there's a scandal in the horse racing world, but the horse will still compete until it's a closed case. So the horse will still compete in the Preakness and the Belmont, assuming that they don't find him guilty.
And any more juice. They're going to be having that horse go through the ringer, drinking water and running all day. Like you.
Yeah,
drinking what is it, the probiotics and doing a tea cleanse.
Yeah, yeah, so that's happening. The Phillies, I was home, so I went home this weekend for Mom's Day. I was watching this game with Dad, the Phillies game on, it was Saturday night.
Yeah, you must be bad luck.
And I don't usually watch, but... And actually, the game got shut off. We thought the game was over. We lost. And then we tied it up. And then it went into extra innings for, like, how many? Like, up to
12? 12, I think. Yeah.
And it was just back and forth. We'd have the lead. They'd have the lead. We'd have the lead. They'd catch up. We were up by, like, 3 runs. And yeah, then they
came back and won.
They came back and won. And it was... I didn't see the extra innings because it actually switched to... Saturday Night Live, which we'll get into under Hot Topics, but
yeah,
we didn't see the end of the game, but Dad kept asking his, Dad doesn't understand that he can just hit like the ESPN and see the score. He asks the phone every 10 minutes, please show me the score of the Phillies game.
Or why didn't he just put the game on? It was on another channel.
He couldn't find it. He gave up.
Wow.
And I wanted to watch SNL, so I didn't care.
Yeah.
So, the
Phillies. It was pretty miserable.
Blowing 3 leads, not just one.
Yeah, not just one, not two, but 3.
It's like watching 3 games in one.
Yeah, it's misery. It's like getting stabbed in the back 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah, so Phillies lost. They were coming off, what, a 5-game win streak, so.
Yeah.
They are in first place still, right?
Yeah. So. They lost yesterday, too, but.
Well, yeah, they're going to be on a down. I mean, that you can't come off that type of loss and win the next day. Like, you're so defeated.
No one's doing that.
Yeah. So, we'll see. The NBA playoffs are coming up, right? And the Sixers are prime for this.
First place?
Yeah.
Should be first seed, yeah, if everything goes right. I mean, it's not a lock yet, but I think they needed to win 2 more games, and then they're in. First seed.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. We do have some NFL news. I don't know if you saw this. You probably did. DK Metcalf, did you see his Olympic trial run?
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah.
It was pretty impressive, though. I mean, he was, what, like 42nd out of, was he like the last one? Or?
So, if people don't know, DK Metcalf is a wide receiver for the Seahawks, like one of the fastest in the league. And so he decided, I don't know whose idea this was, but he decided to run an Olympic qualifier with actual track athletes to see, like, where he felt. Like, he thought he could compete. And, I mean, so he came in, they keep saying he came in 9th, which is last place.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not phrasing it as last. They're like, well, he came in 9th place. But if you watch, I watched the race, he stays with them the whole time. It's at the end, he loses the juice because he can't hold that speed for that long.
Yeah,
he's used
to
running on a football field where he just needs it for a little and then, you know, and then he's fine. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he held his own. He stuck with them and it wasn't like a terrible time.
I want to see Tyreek Hill do that.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be the next one. Because DK Metcalf is so big. I don't know how he runs that fast because he's like a big human.
He's a freak.
Some people call him an alien.
Maybe. He might be a reptile.
Might be. So that was cool. He was competitive. And then Tim Tebow, this happened back. Just now.
Yep, signed with the Jags.
This just broke on Twitter, so hot off the press from us. We're getting breaking news. Tim Tebow is expected to sign with the Jags.
Playing like a running back, tight end type of role?
Yeah, tight end. That's what I heard.
If he makes the team, I don't know. I don't think he makes. Well, he might make the team because Urban Meyer, his old coach. But I mean,
how old is he? What is he doing? Didn't he play baseball for a while?
Like, yeah, he played baseball. Then he got cut. He never made it to the major. I think he made it to AAA, I think, but he never made it to the majors. He got cut or he retired. I don't know which one it was. And then he was working with ESPN like in the off season and stuff like that. And now he's back at football. Because, I mean, Why not?
I guess if you can get paid doing it.
Yeah, I mean, he likes it. It might actually work out for them. Like that should have been his role all along. Like, he was never a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. How old is he now? Do we know?
Probably like 32, I would say.
33? I mean, he's not. The difference is like he's not beat up from playing many years.
No, definitely not.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, I didn't write that down, but. Good, yeah. I've been meaning to bring that up every pod, and I keep forgetting. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers not happy in Green Bay. He hasn't been happy for a while. Dude looks miserable.
He had the whole MVP season out of spite for the Packers. He's like, yeah, I hate you all. I want to go out and show you guys that I'm the best.
Yeah, exactly. So he is angry. I don't know where will he go? Can he leave?
Wait, no, he has to get traded. He could sit out, but I don't think he would. I don't know if he'd do that just because like he's old. They said the Eagles are the top three destination in the NFC. I said he's not coming to the Eagles, but
that would be so cool just to have like an elite quarterback for like 1 year.
Yeah, I don't. We would still probably not be that. We would probably make the playoffs, but I mean, it would be like the same situation in Green Bay. The defense. I don't know, honestly. I mean,
it would just be cool to like be able to root for Aaron Rodgers.
Like, if you could get him and not give up Jalen Hurts, like, and have him on the bench for a couple years. I don't know if even Jalen Hurts would want to do that, though. He might be like, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I
might have to be Aaron Rodgers for Jalen Hurts in, like, a first-round pick. But I don't think they should do that just because.
No, yeah, Aaron's too old for that, Jazz.
It sounds good on paper, but, in the long run, it would just hurt us.
No.
And we're not ready to compete. Like, our roster isn't, like, even if we made the playoffs, it's just going to be the same thing he had in Green Bay. Like,
yeah,
only one receiver, maybe a decent tight end, a decent defense, decent to bad defense. Like, I don't think he would want to come to the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely won't be happy in Philly. I mean, we're not nice.
Oh, no, he would go back and forth with the fans and the media. he was doing that in Green Bay, and they're, like, the nicest people in the world.
Yeah, they're super nice. They own part of the team.
The Cheeseheads.
Okay, so that's all I have for sports. That's all the major things happening. A lot of happening in sports in this weird transition phase. Okay, so get into science. I put off a lot of science from last week because I went off queen on COVID last week, so I'm not even going to get into that this week. So, big news, and a lot of big news in science. It's either new mummies are being found or new drugs are being prescribed for depression and PTSD. Like, these are the two hot things in science right now. So again, scientists have discovered a psychedelic like drug that can produce rapid, long lasting antidepressant effects, but without the side effects of hallucinations. So that's the point of studying psychedelic drugs for mood disorders, is that we can harness the power of the drug without the negative side effects. Now, some people would say they're not negative, but, if you're having mood disorders, you don't want the hallucinations.
No, okay? You don't want that. That's not a good trip.
So the molecule is called AAZA154. What a great name. Very
good. Where do they come up with these names? AAZAAA1555?
Usually, it's some, like, the scientist initials, they found it, or the number of molecules in there. Like, I don't know, or the molecular weight with his initials, maybe. Like, I don't know. Like, if I have a drug and I patent it, like, I'm definitely naming it after myself.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. So it acts on the same serotonin receptors in the brain as antipsychotic drugs like clozapine and psychedelics like LSD. So it acts on those receptors without the bad side effects. And nice. So it promotes neuronal growth, and we've seen beneficial behavior in rodents. And this was after a single dose, which is promising. And so, I mean, this has a long way to go before this would be ever available in humans. But it's really exciting because it's one of the first that doesn't produce the negative side effects. And so they said it's comparable to the fast-acting nature of ketamine, which has recently been FDA approved for depression and PTSD. So that's pretty cool. I have another one. So this is a phase 3 trial, and the FDA actually granted breakthrough therapy for to use MDMA. I can never say it because I want to, basically Molly. But I always want to say NMDA, which is a glutamate receptor in the brain. And so I can never say MDMA because my brain is like, that's not a thing you say all the time.
MDMA.
And so this is for therapy for PTSD. And this is obviously done in a very controlled clinic and small dose and everything. But it has been granted breakthrough therapy. It's in phase 3 clinical trial. So that's something that could be available for PTSD in the very near future. Other smaller news that of the week, genetically modified mosquitoes were made. This sounds like sci-fi too.
It sounds terrifying.
You're like, why do we want to make that? Look at Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
So genetically modified mosquitoes though, but if you think of it in the terms of how mosquitoes easily pass disease because of the blood, transfer, they've basically modified some genes in the mosquito so that when the mosquito mates with the female, the offspring die. So it like is a kill switch so that they can't pass on those bad
diseases.
Cool.
Essentially.
So it's not like a mutant mosquito is flying. I mean, it technically is a mutant mosquito, but it's not like they're basically using it to kill its offspring, which is terrible.
It's terrible, but I mean,
mosquitoes are like not really super necessary. We don't need them spreading disease, and we're not going to kill off all the mosquitoes. So don't worry about that either.
Yeah,
we're not going to ruin the ecosystem.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Mosquitoes are just kind of there.
And everyone's like, "What are they good for?" No, they're good. They're still part of the ecosystem. We still need them. Don't spiders eat mosquitoes?
I have no idea.
So I mean, anyway, so that's pretty cool. We're now modifying insects to stop disease transmission, and which I thought was cool, more mummies have been found.
Is that like a project for like people
keep digging them up? I actually wanted to read an article. It said, why is there all this new mummy? Like, why is this being found all of a sudden?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I didn't read the article, so I don't know why. I don't have an answer for you, but maybe there's just more research being funded into that right now. Of COVID, people were able to still work in the field outside on those things. I don't know, but they're really progressing. So they found the world's first pregnant mummy. They've never found. So usually when you mummify someone, you take out all of their organs.
So they were just like a dead fetus. Weird.
Well, yeah, but it's weird that they kept the baby in there. So now this is like a whole thing of, their society. Like, why did they keep, the baby in there? Is there a reason? So that's pretty cool that they found that. They've never found that before. Okay, so the did you know fact of the day. There are 2,000 thunderstorms on Earth every minute.
Every minute?
This blows my mind.
I thought it said every day. I was like, oh, that makes sense. But I didn't read every minute.
That's crazy. But I mean, if you think about how big the Earth is.
Yeah, it's not that crazy.
It's still crazy. It kind of blew my mind. I was like, no, what? There's no way.
So right now there's
2,000 thunderstorms, like at any given time.
Like, yeah, I mean, look at Florida. They probably have one every day in some parts of Florida. Georgia. You got places like the Amazon rainforest that rain all the time.
Yeah, Washington, it's true.
Seattle, Washington. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all I have for science. That's your fun fact of the day.
I like it.
Do you have any questions? Any comments, concerns?
The mosquitoes are interesting. Obviously, the 2,000 thunderstorms on Earth every minute is pretty cool. I like the using psychedelics for antidepressant.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I think we need to speed that up and get that moving pretty quickly because I think that's the answer to a lot of problems, and the pills they give people are not at all.
They're not effective. I mean, we've known this for years.
A lot of times it makes people more depressed. And it really just numbs. Like, I've talked to people who have taken them. It really just makes you numb. And it kind of like, wow, 2 weeks went by and I have no idea what happened. Like,
it's like those pills kind of blunt everything. Whereas like these therapies are helping like neurons grow and fire. And like, it's like exciting things. but exciting the right things instead of the wrong things.
Yeah.
Essentially.
No, that's why they didn't want us to have psychedelics, because it would
a government grow. Conspiracy.
Yeah, we would grow as humans and become so smart and intelligent and athletic. I don't even know that's the thing, but
I don't know about that. But
superhumans.
Yeah, man. Government's keeping all this stuff from us. So moving into hot topics, a lot of stuff happened over the weekend. I'm gonna touch upon this. I meant to touch upon it last week, kind of ran out of time, but Pokemon cards, you know, they're all the rage right now. You've seen this on TikTok and everything.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
selling their cards. Excuse me. So the resurgent interest in Pokemon cards basically has brought a lot of companies to a standstill. It's called Target thought about calling the cops. It's led to shortages, price increases of anything attached to the hobby of collecting cards. And this is true for not just Pokemon, but baseball cards have become a thing. Those new cards that are called like NFTs or something like that.
Yeah, NFTs. Yeah, they're not. It's not a card. It's like a digital asset.
Yeah, it's like a digital thing.
Yeah.
So all of this, anything like collectible, catching a moment in time, essentially yeah. is like the big thing now.
It's an investing, pretty much.
Yeah. So they have a company that like grades your cards to tell you what they're worth. And the wait times for these companies are now at like 10 months. So collectors are having to wait like a year to figure out if their card's worth anything. Let's see. They have, I'm just reading through it again because I posted last week. They're making a lot of money despite being completely unable to keep up with the demand. So they don't have enough people doing this job. This is a great job for people should start doing this. Like figuring, I mean, how do you train for this? I'm curious.
I'm sure there's like a
training program, how to read cards.
Yeah. And there's like a sheet that says, oh, if it has this, this, and this, then it's worth
yeah,
this.
Yeah. 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 They're saying it's an avalanche of cardboard, a tsunami of cards submitted to the company over 500,000 per business week. 500,000 wow. cards, yeah.
They need to expand their business in. I mean, they have a chance to make a lot of money.
I know, but they're really struggling to keep up. So this is like a crazy time for cardboard cards.
Cardboard things. Did you see, I don't know, you don't have this written down here, but have you seen the, like, the fast food and minimum wage jobs, mainly fast food, there's, like a strike going on in the fast food industry, and, like, low-paying jobs in that field?
I have not seen it.
So, like, all over Twitter and TikTok, you'll see, like, people posting signs outside of fast food places and restaurants saying we're closed because we don't have staff, they all quit, blah blah blah, and like everyone's pretty much quitting because they're not paid enough, they're overworked, mm-hmm. they don't have enough people, they're understaffed.
I mean, I see this at Starbucks every Friday.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been pushing for this for a while now. I don't think that, you know, fast food employees should be making, you know, buku bucks. But I mean, when you have a multi-billion dollar industry and the profit margin on most of these companies are over 20-30%, they can afford to pay their workers a living wage. Now, every state's going to be different. West Virginia is going to be different from California, and New Jersey is going to be different from Florida. But I mean, look, in California right now, we're paying the fast food workers 14, 15 bucks an hour, some places 16, 17 at like In-N-Out and Cane's. Mm-hmm. And the prices are maybe a dollar more compared to like New Jersey or any other place. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's possible. Everyone's argument is, well, we start paying these people 15, you know, or between 13 and 15 an hour. Oh, shit. My chair just collapsed. 15.
Whoa.
13 and 15 an hour, the prices are going to go up and it's going to be $10 for a cheeseburger and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, it's not going to happen. I mean, look at California. It's case in point. I mean, now, if these companies want to be greedy, then yeah, but they have such a high profit margin that they can afford to pay their workers a living wage. Now, I'm not saying they should be, you know, making so much money that, you know, they're making more than whoever. But I mean, they should. Everyone should be able to make a living wage if they work 40 hours a week. Like, if I work 40, if you work 40 hours a week, you should be able to pay your bills and not have to work two or three jobs. I mean, I'm sorry.
Go off, King.
No, I mean, but I've been saying
this. I agree
this,
with you. I agree. Yeah, no, you've been saying it for a while.
And a lot of people's argument also is, not to spend too much time, I'll wrap it up here. It's also, well, the fast food jobs are for high school kids and college kids and, you know, younger people. And then the rebuttal to that is, well, why are they open in the morning? Why are they open between school hours? Why do they open, you know, like, who's going to work between 7 and 4 right, when the kids right. are at school? And like, and that was a theory back in the day when there wasn't so many fast food places. If you, like, there's, you drive down my street, every block there's a fast food place. So if, okay, so if you tell me that every person that is not a high school kid or a college kid, they go out and quit the job right now and they go out and try to find a better paying job, there's not enough jobs for that. It's not possible. It's not feasible. Do the numbers, do the math. Like, it's, there's so many fast food places nowadays. Yeah. Back in the day, there was only one per 10 mile radius in California. Now there's one per every mile. It's, mm-hmm. There's going to be older people that work there and they should be able to make a living wage and pay their bills, pay their rent without having to work 2 to 3 jobs and killing themselves. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, I agree.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's still a career. It's still a job. You're still working 40 hours a week.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what that job title is. I mean, if you're CEO, obviously you're making buku bucks. I get it. But you're right. As far as just trying to make a living for your family and you are a food service worker or you're a waitress or something like that, there's no reason that you shouldn't be making a living wage.
And a lot of these jobs are harder than
contributing. You're contributing to society. You're on your feet all the day. Entire time.
It's not an easy job. I worked at Wendy's. You worked food service. I worked in cafeterias.
Everyone should college. Work food service.
And it's not an easy job. Wendy's was the hardest job I've ever had, besides Pepsi. I mean, that was pretty hard too. And they don't get paid enough either because it's backbreaking. But I mean, anything in that nature, like, that job is harder than some people's jobs to make $100,000 and just sit on their ass all day. I mean, and it's those people that don't want to see these people make a living wage. And it's totally ridiculous. We're not saying they should make 20, 25, 30 bucks an hour. No, no, no. I'm saying whatever the state is, whatever that living wage is, 13, 14, 15, 16, 12, that's what they should make. Some people are making $9 an hour, man. It's crazy.
It's manual labor. I mean,
yeah.
People don't want to pay manual labor. I don't understand that. It's way harder than what most people do. The waitressing job was the hardest job I ever had.
Yeah,
like, this exactly. job I have now is hard, but I really enjoy it, so it kind of evens out. But, that like, manually, physically, mentally.
Mentally, too. Mentally is
draining. Exhausting. Dealing with people all day. Trying to be nice. Trying to do the right. Trying to remember 50 things at a time that people are yelling at you. The cooks in the kitchen are a whole character in itself.
You don't have enough people to even help you. Yeah.
People don't even know, like, how cooks are. If you've never worked with a cook.
Yeah. It's like, and my thing is, well, then they'll be like, oh, the business can't survive and they're going to go under. I'm like, if you can't pay your workers a living wage, you're running a bad business. You're running a bad business and you will fail because you don't know how to run a business. I mean, but that's all I got, though. Yeah. That's all I got.
Well, they can go work at the Pokemon card place.
yeah, but I love it, though. Everyone, go on strike. You can find yourself hopefully you can find yourself a better job that pays better, and it's not mentally and physically taxing like those McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's.
I want to just say a story off that real quick. I don't know how much Starbucks pays their employees. I don't know how much they pay them here, but these people are overworked, especially the one at the hospital where people are all hours of the day. It's just always a line.
Same in California.
With nurses, doctors.
All day.
And then there's one up near me, and every Friday, I get Starbucks every Friday. I treat myself. That's my thing. Starbucks Friday. Super basic, but I do. And I go some Fridays it's okay, but sometimes there's only so many people on drinks or mobile orders and then there's the line people, and the line people are getting mad, and like, they're trying to be super happy too, because they're like, You know, they're trying to be like, good customer service. Like, sometimes they lose it, and I don't blame them. Because
that's why I'm always super friendly.
We will not, you know, they're like, we're not going to deal with your attitude, sir. And I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't. You don't know what's going on back there. Like, well, they got this person who's just, you know, making food and they could be helping with. And you're like, but I don't you don't know who's trained on what is the problem. Exactly.
Some people train on drinks. Some people train on food.
That's usually the big issue. And they're like, why can't they all just go to drinks when it's busy? It's like, they can't because they're not trained on drinks.
And I think the tipping point, and I think the biggest thing is, I don't even know if it was the money. It's the amount of work and how big, especially in California. If you go to any fast food
place. In New York.
If you've been to Starbucks all day, a line to the back of the back of the parking lot, in and out, line in the road. Mm-hmm. Cane's line in the road, like all day. All day, and they're and then in and out, they're working in this little shack. It's probably like, especially in the summer, it's probably like 100 degrees in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do get paid decent money, which is, I respect in and out for like 16, 17, which is good.
Yeah.
But I think the tipping point was, it's naturally that busy, and now mobile ordering has become so big, it's probably doubled, and they don't have people for the online orders. It's the same people that are working the drive-through, the takeout, and then the mobile orders. It's like, we can't keep up with this, and then you get in trouble because you're 15 minutes late on an order, and then people are getting mad. And that's why, you know, if you do go somewhere and you know it's busy and you know these people aren't getting a lot of money, give them the benefit of the doubt. Always be nice to them. They're probably having a shitty day.
They're trying.
They're trying.
They're hustling. Usually they're hustling.
Usually. Sometimes not. Sometimes they're lazy. Sometimes it's, but that's any job. And it's just, we got to be nicer to these people. I mean, and I applaud them for going on strike and not putting up with the bullshit. You know, pay me more and I'll come back. And that's what's had to happen because, sorry, I'm still going on the rant. Because these employers are like, oh, well, we can just replace him. If he doesn't like to pay, we'll find somebody else. And now they can't do that. And I've been saying that for years. That has to happen. It's happening. And I love it. We can move on.
Well, it's good. I had a rant last week. You're going to have the rant this week.
Yeah.
Okay. So next thing. So we had SNL. Doge was supposed to go to the moon. Elon Musk was hosting SNL. Doge tanked.
Yeah.
It's down pretty low today. Pretty
it's
low.
It's like 45 right now.
Yeah.
I'm losing my boots.
We didn't sell. We hodled.
Hodled.
I mean, it's fine. I'm still ahead a bunch. But
yeah.
I didn't want to sell. Everyone was saying maybe sell because it did get pushed to 70 cents. And I was like, you know, like I'm not. That money I'm okay to lose, so I just keep it in and try to push to a dollar.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the market. I know it's crypto, not exactly the market. People correct me on that. That's not the market. I know it's not the market.
They have its own market. It's not. It has its own market. So
what
you can't say
goes down must come up. It has to come up, right? I mean,
the market right now is down, especially today. Bitcoin dropped 5,000, which is not that much for Bitcoin. It was 55 or 60. So right now the whole market is kind of down.
Well, it was up. It was up like Thursday, Friday. It was way up. Everything was up.
And now everything was up.
Way down.
And, yeah, I mean, I think it was good. Elon kind of said it was a hustle, which was kind of, I took it like, kind of like, I mean, it's, I don't know if I would have said that, but it is a hustle. I get it why he said it, but I don't know if that helps. But the first rocket going to Mars, I think it's called Doge One. So, I mean, I'm holding, you know, like next year is when Doge One goes to space. Like the whole rocket's called Doge One. So,
wow. I didn't know that. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Which I'm so I'm surprised the price didn't shoot up after he announced that.
Yeah. It's strange. I actually thought about buying
more
now.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a worse idea.
Because I'm like, it's going to shoot back up. I mean, this happened before. It was 420. It had the same thing happened. It was way up at like 69 or something. And then it dropped again to 40.
It does this. I mean, especially with Doge, it's very volatile. So, I mean.
It's gonna this is not going to keep going up and down.
This is not financial advice. We have to put that in there so we don't get sued.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't. I mean, if you're investing in Doge, you're not really like.
Yeah, it's just fun.
It's a game.
It's a gamble. It's
a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's fun, though. It's exciting.
Don't bet money you don't have.
Yeah, ETH though. ETH is the next Bitcoin.
Ethereum.
Yeah, Ethereum's. I love Ethereum.
Dang man, I didn't get into that.
You still can. I mean, it's only 3,000 a coin. You don't have to buy a whole coin. You can put $100.
I know. I know. I don't have to buy a coin, but
You could. I would buy a coin. If you had the money, I would buy a ETH coin. It's like $4,000 right now. Not financial advice. My advice.
I would. I didn't get into Ethereum. Maybe I should. I didn't get into Bitcoin. I get into that. So I was like, Doge. I'm getting into Doge. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, though, for SNL, Elon, I didn't think he was that bad. Did you see it at all or no?
Yeah, I watched it. I mean, I thought the show was kind of bad.
Well, SNL is down the toilet. But as far as Elon, he was way better than I thought. I thought it was
going to be a weird thing. Yeah, he was pretty funny. But the writing was, it was some really bad skits on there.
He leaned into the awkwardness, which was great.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, the first song was really just a lot of yelling. I usually like Miley, but I didn't like the intro song.
What's his face sounded really good? The Kid Laroi?
The Kid Laroi? Oh, I thought he sounded good, but I thought he had, like, no energy, and he was just standing there.
Really?
I was like, but maybe that's his thing, you know? He's just like, I don't care. I didn't watch the rest of it. SNL is just kind of gone bad, down the pooper. Yeah.
The one skit I did like, I liked the first skit with the Gen Z hospital. That was funny.
Like, I was actually, so I was watching with dad, and mom was asleep at that point, and dad was like not getting it at all, and I was just cracking up. I was like, that's what they say. That's what they say.
That's what they sound like, yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was really funny.
He's like, Dr. Bro. Some of the I can't even remember like what they were saying, but it was so funny. Okay, let's get into new music, I guess. That kind of leads us in. We were talking about music, leads us into music. So number one on New Music Friday was Coldplay making an appearance.
Really?
Yeah, Higher Power. Did you see?
What's today? Today is Monday. I've been watching New Music Friday. I must have missed like the update.
No way. I don't know.
How was the song? I didn't listen to it though.
It was good. Typical Coldplay. It wasn't it didn't blow my mind. It wasn't.
It didn't
bad.
Change the world. Yeah.
But I remember when their stuff used to come out, especially when they were having the hits. They were, I mean, those songs were game changing. Like, they were big when they came out.
Yeah, so Coldplay was dope. They always get made fun of, but I mean, I thought they were dope.
No, they were. Higher Power was pretty good. We got a first look at J. Cole. He released an interlude.
It's pretty good. Nothing crazy, but I thought it was
nothing
pretty good.
Nothing crazy. One Republic put out a song. Sounded just like a One Republic song would. Called Run. Conan Gray, who I have given you before as an artist, put out a new song. It was okay. Kind of slow. Yeah. Kind of slow and sad. And, like I said, EDM is back, baby. Illenium with the song Sideways.
I'm
excited for this summer of EDM music. I want to go to an EDM festival.
We're going raving.
Yeah. I'm ready to rave. I've been cooped up for a year. No music, no concerts. Oh, you saw what I sent you. So all the festivals are opening up, as we know. Governor's Ball here at Citi Field this year, the 10th anniversary in New York City Governor's Ball. They got a crazy lineup. I sent it to you.
Crazy.
And
I want to go to that shit.
You should. Well, you're coming like right before it happens. It happens in September, end of September.
I had to push my flight back.
I told mom, I was like, man, I wish Ryan could come because, you know, it's hard to get people to go to festivals, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know why. Especially, is the city, it can't be like an actual festival. Like, people aren't going to be sleeping in Citi Field.
No, because it's just a 3-day. It's like, you come every day. So, like, for me, it would be perfect because I live here. It's easy to get to Citi Field on the 7 train, so.
Yeah, but New York's going to be lit because everyone's going to be in the city partying. Yeah.
I might try to get a ticket for one night. Like, we talk about trying to go Friday night because that's Billie Eilish night.
Well, that's not Post Malone night. When's Post Malone day?
Sunday. They did that on purpose.
Yeah, they're not giving you Billy and Post.
Friday and Sunday are the best.
Yeah.
I was surprised Megan Thee Stallion wasn't opening. She's not an opener. It's ASAP Rocky and J Balvin.
That's weird. I see Jay Balvin, but ASAP really hasn't been doing much lately.
But Megan Thee Stallion is, like, right under them. Like, I'm surprised it wasn't Megan Thee Stallion and Jay Balvin.
Yeah, that would that would be more of a draw, I feel like.
But she's still, I mean, she's still playing on Saturday. She's, like, the main one on Saturday. That would be cool to see, but.
Nice.
Yeah, so super exciting. I'm ready to rage out. And then Nicki Minaj also just posted something that she might have a new album Friday.
Interesting. I thought she retired. I think when these rappers retire, like, now
Rihanna didn't retire. Rihanna said she retired. She's doing lingerie.
I don't know. I hate these rappers. Why do you have to announce your retirement? Just be like,
isn't the major leagues.
Yeah, just step back. Like, hey, I'm not putting out music. I'm not putting out music for a while. Like,
what, taking a break. Don't even say anything. Actually, just don't.
Don't put out music. Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't put out music, I'm not thinking any. I'm just like, oh, like Rihanna didn't never said she was. You know, she just kind of went and did her thing. So I'm
she's doing her thing. Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe she'll come out with music, and that would be dope.
Yeah, but everyone's like, oh, I'm gonna retire. Like Logic did, I'm retiring. This is my last album.
Yeah, Logic's.
He came back like 2 months later. He's like, oh, this made me come out of retirement. Like, you were never retired. You were making music the whole time.
They just do it as a publicity stunt, I feel like, now.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't ever, if you're a true musician, you can't ever retire from music.
You don't retire. You just stop putting out music.
It's like a thing
music.
You do your whole life. If you love music, it's part of your life.
Or you go to, like, a different part of music. You're a producer. You're, like, you step back from the recording. Like, you're always going to be around music. Like, what are you going to do with your life? Like, you're just going to sit around and drink tea all day? Like,
I don't think they're drinking tea, but...
No, but I'm saying, like, a true musician is working on music every day, and then, like, the end goal is to put out music for people. You just don't make music. I mean, some people just make music for themselves, but, I mean, eventually you're going to want to put it out and make some money.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, Nicki hinted, there's just speculation that she could be dropping an album Friday, which would be crazy because she hasn't really... She dropped one song,
but I think it'll do pretty well.
I'm sure it will, yeah. I mean, I'll listen.
So that's pretty much all we got, right? We're at like 44 minutes here.
Yep.
Sweet, man. We will see you all next week. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Next week, I'm trying to think of anything going on. Because we didn't talk about Mother's Day on the last pod. We didn't talk about something else, too. I forget what it was. Is there any like holidays or like any important events that we should talk about before we record next?
I don't think so. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. I think that's it, yeah. Next Monday's tax day. Nice. So we can talk about that. Everyone will be sweating their boots. All right. It's been real. It's been fun. Has not been real fun. Peace.
Peace.
All right.